Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Every 4 years, when Americans vote in presidential elections, they're actually casting ballots for presidential electors. The Electoral College is unique. No other democratic country elects their head of state quite the way America does. And lately, it's been contentious. President Trump lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton by a 2% margin, but won the election by 77 electoral votes. And six Democratic 2020 presidential candidates have recently expressed support for abolishing the Electoral College. Here's Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren. She announced that proposal at a town hall in Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, my view is that every vote matters. And the way we can make that happen is that we can have national voting, and that means get rid of the Electoral College and everybody.
Scott Detrow is congressional correspondent for NPR. He joins us from Washington. Hi, Scott.
Hey there.
And let's go back to the beginning of the Electoral College. How did the founding fathers come up with this system, and what function was it supposed to serve?
Well, the thing that we often forget is that the idea of direct democracy and popular voting really wasn't baked into the United States at the early on. We were a republic, but the idea that people would go to the polls, let alone the entire country would go to the polls to select a president, just really wasn't on most of the founders' minds. So this was one of the many compromises that was made as they were putting together a federal government that really had to deal with more 13 different states interacting with each other than anything else. The idea of the popular vote playing a big role in determining the president really wasn't something that kicked in until over the course of the 19th century in waves. It really became the norm going forward.
And in recent years, we've had two presidents who have lost the popular vote, George W. Bush in 2000 and Donald Trump in 2016. Is the system now working the way it was intended?
Well, yeah, I mean, the fact that it's happened two times in recent memory, and both times the Democrats have been on the losing side of that split, has certainly made Democrats a lot more fired up about this issue than Republicans. Though, if you look at the polls, the idea of getting rid of the Electoral College is broadly popular. I don't think most people identify themselves as, well, I guess a few states are some exceptions, but, you know, people from Colorado or Iowa or California, I think by and large people view themselves as Americans and all living under the same government. Mm-hmm. So I think the idea of reassessing this is something that's picked up some steam.
Well, you mentioned it's more popular among Democrats than Republicans. Let's listen here to Fox News's Tucker Carlson responding to the proposal that we talked about from the six Democratic 2020 candidates for abolishing the Electoral College.
The Electoral College keeps the country from becoming a colony of California, Chicago, and New York. It demonstrates that America is a union of equal states, not a collection of provinces that revolve around a few powerful cities.
What about that idea, Scott, that abolishing the Electoral College would basically give the population centers of America all the political power?
You know, I'm not sure how much that holds up, because if you go state by state, each state has its own population centers as well, right? We're spread out in disproportionate numbers, and sometimes we're in clumps and sometimes we're not. And no matter where you're running, you're going to go focus where the bulk of the votes are.
But nobody's going to go to North and South Dakota or, you know, Rhode Island if they can get a lot more bang for their buck by campaigning in the big, big cities.
I guess that's true, and certainly the way that people run for president would change if this kicked in. But I think right now this is something that people are talking about. I think there's several more steps that need to happen for this to become close to reality.
What would it mean for the future of American elections if the presidency was decided by the popular vote?
Well, I think I think that reporters like me would spend a lot less time in Iowa and North Carolina and some of the key states. I mean, let's look at 2020, right? I think four or five states are going to determine it. Arizona, maybe, North Carolina, maybe, certainly Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The Democrat especially is going to be in those states all the time. I think this would have an effect on local TV ads. I think this would have an effect on travel. But in terms of the message of the campaign, I don't think that would change too much, because, you know, now that every event is live streamed and online as well as TV, it's not like candidates are tailoring their message in different ways as they campaign in different places in the general election.
Is there any chance that the Electoral College would be done away with?
Well, the big change would have to come through a constitutional amendment, but there's a workaround to that that actually has seen some momentum in recent weeks, and that's interesting. And that's this idea of a national compact that states pass laws, governors sign them into law, and they're basically saying we pledge to give our electoral votes to the national popular vote winner. This will kick in as soon as they have 270 electoral votes in their compact. Colorado and Delaware, in the last few weeks, signed new laws joining this compact. Hmm. It's now up to 184 electoral votes, and I believe it's 14 states. So I think that would happen quicker than a constitutional amendment, given how fractured our current government is to get most basic things done, let alone amending the Constitution with the amount of support that would need.
That is Scott Detrow, NPR congressional correspondent. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.